This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 25th, 2025. ARRL ham radio open house events across North America have increased public awareness and engagement with amateur radio during April, which is Citizen Science Month. Centered around World Amateur Radio Day on April 18th, ARRL ham radio open house events were held in at least 57 locations. Several more are scheduled for this upcoming weekend. In Vienna, West Virginia, the Parkersburg Amateur Radio Club, W8PAR, set up its open house in a shopping mall, garnering many impressions in foot traffic and even more in the local news. The Marietta Times newspaper and WTAP-TV both did stories on their activation. In Yapak, New York, on Long Island, an event held by the Suffolk County Radio Club was featured in Newsday. Reporter Joe Workmeister profiled the club's event that drew out a crowd of visitors. ARRL Hudson Division Director Ed Wilson, W2XDD, who serves as vice president of the club, was quoted in that story. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says the media exposure is invaluable. News coverage, especially once the stories are shared on social media, multiplies the message in ways we couldn't even begin to. The ARRL's media monitoring tool tells us that 1.32 million people were reached with the coverage from Long Island alone. All that media placement was earned by ARRL volunteers telling the story of ham radio, she said. Many of the clubs which participated have told ARRL they intend to make the open houses a yearly event. Harrop hopes the clubs can build on the momentum of that success. ARRL Ham Radio Open House was a great introduction for people to what radio amateurs do. Let's keep those new folks engaged in the clubs, make them feel welcome in the community, then get them licensed and have them take part in 2025 ARRL Field Day. Clubs that participated in the ARRL Ham Radio Open House will be asked to submit visitor counts to show how many people were reached in person. HamSci and SciStarter, which also worked with ARRL to develop and promote the event, are working to track the encounters as part of 1 million Acts of Science, SciStarter's nationwide program for Citizen Science Month. Over 280 amateur radio operators volunteered during the 129th running of the Boston Marathon on April 21, 2025. Operators were working at virtually every location connected with the race, including the starting line, the entire course, the finish line, transportation, and various operation centers, including the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, the State EOC Unified Command Center, and the BAA Race Operations Center in Boston. Combined, they performed communication duties that included logistics support as a primary function and backup support for medical and other public safety requests for the race as needed. This is one of the largest public service events in amateur radio that supports in the United States, and planning started over 6 months in advance, said Rob Macedo, KD1CY, of the Boston Athletic Association's Communications Committee. Applicants for the summer 2025 sessions of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology must apply by April 30th to be considered. The application process is straightforward. Interested educators can find the web form at www.arrl.org/TI. ARRL covers all of the costs of the TI, including travel, but there is a $100 application fee if the teacher is accepted. The Teachers Institutes are a productive week for those who attend. The program is designed to not just introduce amateur radio to classrooms, but more importantly, to enable teachers to build content around wireless technology of all kinds into their lessons. Part of ARRL's mission is to inspire the next generation of radio amateurs, but through this program, the ripple effects spread into all things radio engineering. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, said teachers leave fired up about radio. To see the excitement these educators have after a TI is very rewarding. We see success that enthusiasm ripples out across the communities, and we want to reach more teachers than ever before, said Goodgame. ARRL has expanded the program for 2025, doing sessions around the country. The Teachers Institute is funded entirely by donations to the ARRL Technology and Education Fund. Over the winter, ham radio YouTubers and donors raised $41,000 for the program in a telethon. We rely on the community to support this program, and donors have seen the success and wanted to be a part of it. They have enabled the growth and expansion of TI, and now we hope to get more applicants who want to come participate in this amazing professional development opportunity, said Goodgame. ARRL welcomes members and all radio amateurs to visit us at the 2025 Dayton Hamvention, May 16th through the 18th in Xenia, Ohio. The event features 3 days of fun activities, ham radio programming, and plenty of opportunities to engage with ARRL. Saturday's ARRL Youth Rally will be a fun day of ham radio discovery and friendship for young people aged 11 to 21. Among the teams leading the youth rally will be volunteers from the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, CARP, who are also exhibiting and presenting at Hamvention. In addition to the CARP Forum, ARRL has many other exciting forums planned at Hamvention. Start off Friday with a surfside lesson on portable antennas with Salty Walt Hudson, K4OGO, of the popular Coastal Waves and Wires YouTube channel. Salty Walt's forum is Friday 10:15 a.m. until 11:15 a.m. in Room 3. The ARRL membership forum is on Saturday, and there are many other great ARRL forums for you to attend, and you can see the whole list at www.arrl.org/expo. You can also visit ARRL's large exhibit area in the Tesla building. All great things that you expect from ARRL will be there, including a chance to get some ARRL merchandise and publications. Get your free 2025 ARRL button. The ARRL VEC will be on site to help hams renew their license, and you can visit with ARRL leaders face-to-face and learn about how to get involved in your local ham community and much more. You ask and we listened. The ever-popular on-site radio emissions testing by the ARRL lab returns this year. Have your handheld tested to make sure the output is clean. Expert engineers will be on hand to do it right in front of you. Find ticket information at www.hamvention.org, or you can download the ARRL program guide, which includes a map of the ARRL exhibit area. We'll see you in Dayton. A reminder that the annual Armed Forces Day AFD crossband test is hosted by the Department of Defense, and that's scheduled for Saturday, May 10th, 2025. The event will test two-way communications between military stations and amateur radio operators as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. The test provides opportunities and challenges for operators to test their individual technical skills in a controlled scenario that will not impact public or private communications. All scheduled times will be in UTC, and all scheduled transmissions will be upper sideband USB, unless otherwise noted. Frequencies, times, and other technical information can be found at DOD Mars-Armed Forces Day. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event. And this reminder, W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station at ARRL headquarters, will be closed to visitors from April 28th through the 30th. The station building is undergoing scheduled maintenance that will impact the visiting operator studios. We look forward to welcoming visitors back on Thursday, May 1st, 2025 at 10 a.m. Eastern. W1AW qualifying runs and bulletin operations will continue as normally scheduled. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Hamvention is right around the corner. While you're perusing all the neat stuff at the ARRL booths, take a wander over to the AMSAT area. You can find them in booths 1007 through 1010 and across the aisle in 1107 through 1110. Meet with some of the AMSAT engineering team, ask questions, see some of the neat projects we are working on. If you happen to be in the area on Thursday evening, AMSAT has an informal dinner at Tickets from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. No program, no speaker, just a lot of satellite guys and gals that want to get together for a bite to eat. Then on Friday evening, there's the annual Taper AMSAT Banquet at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center. The food is always excellent. You can get tickets for this at the AMSAT online store. The deadline is May 12th. This year, the speaker will be Phil Kern, KA9Q, who will talk about his KA9Q radio software suite. On Saturday, be sure to attend the AMSAT Forum in Forum Room 2 from 1:35 p.m. until 3:10 p.m. The AMSAT Forum will immediately follow the ARIS Forum, so there's no need to change rooms. The ARIS Forum begins at 12:40 p.m. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport, a lot of great contests this upcoming week. April 26th through the 27th, there are five contests. The 1010 International Spring Contest, that's digital. The SPDX Ready Contest, also digital. The UK EIDX Contest, that's CW. And April 26th through the 27th, the Florida QSO Party, that's CW and phone. On April 28th, it's the RSGB FT4 contest. That's digital. April 30th to May 1st, the 432 MHz Spring Sprint, CW phone and digital. April 30th as well, the UK EICC 80-meter contest. That's CW and digital. May 1st, the NRAU 10-meter activity contest, CW phone and digital. May 3rd through the 4th, a lot more contests. The 1010 International Spring Contest, CW. The Microwave Spring Contest, CW phone and digital. The ARI International DX Contest, CW phone and ready. The 7th Call Area QSO Party, CW phone and digital. The Indiana QSO Party, CW phone. The Delaware QSO Party, CW phone and digital. And on May 3rd through the 4th, it's the New England QSO Party, CW phone and digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions, April 25th through the 27th. It's the Big Bear Ham Escape hosting the ARRL Orange Second Convention. That's at Big Bear Lake, California. April 26th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware. April 26th, the Spokane Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Washington State Convention in Spokane Valley, Washington. And on May 4th, the Warmster Amateur Radio Club Annual Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And remember, you can search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And find it this week, thanks to the Crescent City Amateur Radio Group in New Orleans, Louisiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.